listening to the Cornerstone Church Weekly Podcast. You can find us online at cornerstoneaberdeen.com.
We had an elders meeting on Friday, and we were reviewing the goodness of God. There's an amazing sense that God's blessing is on this church. It's reflected in a lot of spiritual dynamics. The finances, thank you. We've got some pretty grandeur plans here that are going to take some money down the road. So just keep faithful to what God's telling you to do. And I know that it'll all work out for the glory of God. Take your Bibles. Let's turn to the book of 1 Peter. I want to say some things. Peter. How many know Peter? Peter. We got a few in the church. Pete Chafe, Pete Ross. But there's a guy named Peter in the New Testament. I think a lot of us can identify with him. He's one of those guys that went 3 steps forward, 2 steps back. 4 steps forward, 5 steps back. How many know Peter in the New Testament was quite the character? He was one of the very first guys that Jesus said to follow me. He quickly gave up his business because Jesus proved to him that financially it would be not a bad deal to follow Jesus. He did for 3 years with several ups and downs. At the end of those 3 years, even after the resurrection, Peter decides he's going to give this all up for fishing. So he got back in a boat, went out to do some fishing. Jesus meets them on the banks of the Sea of Galilee. And I want you to know from that time, I don't know exactly all the things that happened, but 40 days, Jesus hung with these disciples and downloaded the kingdom of God in Peter's life. Peter was a disciple, tradition tells us, that was crucified for his faith in Jesus. But he would not embrace crucifixion in the conventional manner. It is spoken of Peter that if he was going to be crucified, he wanted to be crucified upside down. And that's what we find the demise of Peter. Peter today is in the presence of Jesus in heaven. But he gave us a lot. Several decades after he made that major shift on the banks of the Sea of Galilee, he wrote these words for us. So let's look into Peter's understanding of what it means to follow after Jesus. He said this in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse number 13. Therefore, preparing your minds for action and being sober-minded, set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Doesn't take a long look at the world around us to wonder if the whole thing's just plain gone crazy. Have you thought about that? I know this is the week that we celebrate Independence Day in the United States of America. And we take pride in our nation and the foundations on which it was built. You can say amen to that. That's good. However, I worry over a couple things. Firstly, I worry over the trends in the last few decades that we as a nation have taken. I worry over that. Not so much for my own personal well-being, but for the generational effect. What my grandchildren are going to have to face as the consequences of some of these decisions that are coming down the pike. Despite those trends, I do not believe God is finished with this nation yet. How many have faith to believe that God can raise up a people for the advancement of the kingdom of God? Another worry that I have is that many, including a lot of Christians, have adopted a mentality that the United States of America somehow is going to be our savior. If God sets this nation right side up, somehow, that's going to be our salvation. In the midst of so much chaos, we need a well-placed hope. Where does our hope anchor itself? Where can we stake our hope as the people of God today in 2023? I believe the Apostle Peter has an answer to that question. And he wrote that answer for us 2,000 years ago. The answer is not only for our nation, but for each of us who claim to be followers of Jesus Christ. He urged us to prepare our minds for action. He urged us to be sober-minded and to set our hope fully on the grace that will be brought to us at the revelation of Jesus Christ. This answer is based in our focused, conscious choice to put our hope in Jesus. Hope is the confident expectation of better days ahead. And I believe when we put our hope in Jesus, there will be better days ahead. So as we look into the future, I want to offer you a few things, not only for our nation, but for us as individuals, believers here in Grays Harbor. Number one, don't set your hope on physical health or well-being in this life. I'm going to explain that if I can. Set your hope on Jesus. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16, Paul said this, "So we do not lose heart." How many know it's easy to get discouraged? Lose heart. "We do not lose heart." Here's what he said. Listen carefully. "Though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day." Did you know that we start dying the minute that we are born. I'm going to try to prove that to you. We got several medical people in this place. It just doesn't become obvious to us until after the body has stopped growing. But here's what I want you to know. Every day, even when we are young, we're in a dying process. For starters, we have about 330 billion cells dying and being replaced by new cells in your body. So every 7 years, you have a makeover. Because that process takes approximately that amount of time to cycle. And as we age, the duplication becomes less and less acute. And that's why aging becomes apparent. So at what age does your body start to decline? Good question. Here's what I offer you. After you are 30, people tend to lose their lean tissue. Where are you on the spectrum? Your muscle, your liver, your kidneys, other organs may lose some of their cells. Bones may even lose some of their minerals and become less dense. I hate to break it to you. Your outer body is wasting away. That's what the Bible has told you. That's what Paul the Apostle told us. There comes a point where there's a decline. And although our bodies are wasting away, as the scripture says, our inner self, our spirit, the spirit man that has come alive to Jesus, Paul said is being renewed day by day. That's why it's important for you to feed your inner man, your inner self. Oh, but we put so much effort on the outer self. It's wasting away. Why do we neglect the inner man, the inner self? This morning, I want you to reset in your thinking this day and realize that our hope is centered on Jesus, even though our outer man is in decline. Can you go there? Invest in your spiritual growth. Invest in your spiritual development. Don't get too nervous, because if we are given 70, which is 70 years, some of you are living on borrowed time right now. Did you know that? Just saying. See, we make a big deal out of it. We really do. And we're either up or down, depends where we're at physically. But I think we need to reset the gauge. The gauge is to look at your inner man and realize your hope is in Jesus. He's the guy that we're after. He's the one that we want to build our lives after. Because when this tent that we live in finally gives up, and we are people, you obviously saw, we're a people that believe in divine intervention and divine health and God working his way in our life for the purpose of extending the kingdom of God. So we're going to claim everything that the atonement stands on. We're going to believe for that. But don't have a nervous breakdown over the decline of your body, because that's a reality of life. Okay? Number two, don't set your hope on people. There was a family that became fairly prominent, and they did a reality show on this family. And the family was steeped into Christian and biblical truth. They drifted from that truth, and they removed the reality show program off TV. I saw an interview this past week of one of the daughters of that family, and she testified about what was the cause of the unraveling of that family relative to even spiritual truth. And it revolved around the idea of putting a very prominent man of God on a pedestal. And when he did not live up to biblical expectations, it took them down. So my point this morning is, set your hope on Jesus and not on people. Even the very best of people will disappoint you. Psalms 146, verse number 3 and then verse number 5 says this: put not your trust in princes, in a son of man, in whom there is no salvation. Blessed is he whose help is in the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God. So no leader, no pastor, no family member, no friend, no spouse can be everything that we had hoped for or dreamed for. People, places, positions have the capacity to let us down. Only Jesus is worthy of all of our hopes and all of our confidence. And maybe you find yourself a little down today. We haven't talked yet, but maybe you're not in a very good place. Like Peter, who at one point in his life stood and walked on water. The moment we take our eyes off Jesus, I want to say, we begin to sink and we can experience despair. I want you this morning to lift your eyes and set your hope fully on Jesus. That's what this message is, confident hope. It's not going to come with a 100% wellness document from your doctor. It's not going to come from that. Nor is it going to come from the people around you in your life. I want to remind you this morning to lift up your eyes and set your hope fully on the one you can trust. His name is Jesus. The third thing we discover here is our confident expectation is in God and God alone. Only the Lord, who sees, knows, and will ultimately turn an upside world right side up. As crazy as it is out there, and it is crazy. There's a Bible verse that I'm reminded of in this moment. I didn't expect to share it, but Scripture tells us there's a day coming when people will say what is wrong is right, and what is right is wrong. I didn't expect to say this, but I was watching an interview, and I get to do that a lot, and there's this little girl. She's about this big. And the interviewer has a skeleton, a human skeleton. Maybe you saw this. And he's interviewing this little girl. And she seems to know the anatomy of the body quite well, although she's very small. She's a young little girl. And so the interviewer points to the skeleton of the feet. And she says, oh, that's the feet. The left foot and the right foot. And she says, and by the way, it wasn't until the Romans came along that they distinguished between the left foot and the right foot. Because with the Romans, they built a left shoe and a right shoe. Before that, they had only one shoe. This little girl's telling the guy that. So then he points on the skeleton to the pelvis. And he says, oh, that's the pelvis. That's the only part of the human body, the bone structure, that is gender specific. I'm listening. That's where babies are cradled. It's amazing that God had that kind of detail involved in the creation of the human body. And you and I are living in a crazy world that says that if you want to be something that you're not, just think about it and you'll be that. How crazy have we become? Even a little girl can teach us that the human body, the pelvic bones, are gender specific. I thought that's pretty amazing. See, only the Lord who knows, who sees, will ultimately turn an upside-down world right side up. He's going to do that. You just have to wait it out. In His time, every righteous decision is going to be rewarded. Do you believe that? Every wrong choice will be judged in His time. Every motive will be revealed, because he's God. There's a day of reckoning coming. We have to know that. And fourthly and finally this morning, set your hope fully on Jesus. Let me explain that somewhat by asking, is your faith faltering as you look at the world coming unhinged around you? It could. It could. Some of you are wrestling through these things. So let me ask you, are you struggling to carry on? Here's what I want to tell you. You need a hope that will endure. Confident hope. Remember, hope is in a person. And that person's name, by the way, is Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. He is our hope. So you set your hope this morning on Jesus in these crazy times. Would you do that? Let us be grateful this morning for the liberties granted to us in this country. And we're going to party. We may even have a fireworks display. Who knows? Let us continue, though, to pray for this nation. Let's pray for its leaders. There's a lot of stuff I could tell you about. I won't waste your time. But let's pray that God will shift the tide and that He will once again bring an awakening and a revival, not only to this country, but around this world. All the while, realize at the end of the day, Jesus is our hope. Could you stand to your feet with me? You need to know, church, this morning, there is nothing on this planet that's going to ever satisfy your longings apart from Jesus. Lift your hands with me this morning and let's reset our hope on this week of independence celebration. It's not in our nation, as grateful and thankful as we are to live in this country. It's not in people. It's not in your securities. Even your health. Your hope is in the one and only Jesus. So Jesus, we stand here today with lifted hands, acknowledging you in our life. We thank you for the powerful demonstration of your presence in this room today. But in the inner man today, firstly, we want to reset our focus and the direction of our lives. And we do that right now. I pray in Jesus' name that every one of us will be an ardent follower of Jesus, following hard after Him. Next, Lord, we establish you as the hope that Peter speaks of. Though the outer man, as Paul said, is diminishing day by day, the inner man is growing and pursuing hard after you. And that revelation of Jesus is what brings us encouragement this morning. And so we set our sails against that wind as we flow and move with you. Thank you, Lord, for the assurance that you give us and you grant to us. all we can do, Lord, is say thank you. Amen and amen. We're going to wrap up here and let you go. A little longer than normal, but how many know time goes quickly when you're having fun and you're in the presence of Jesus? Some of you may want special prayer. We have an excellent prayer team that is here to pray with you and for you. So come forward and do that. Get prayer. But above all, put your focus, lean into the only one that can offer you hope in the day that we live, and that person is Jesus. God bless you. Have a great week. See you Tuesday, July 4th, for Cornerstone Church family get-together celebration. We're looking forward to it. God bless you. Go in the name of the Lord.
You're listening to the Cornerstone Church Weekly Podcast. You can find us online at cornerstoneaberdeen.com.